shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
New this morning, the threat for severe storms tomorrow has expanded westward across the Triangle area. I'll show you what time to expect tomorrow's storms.
Also, a historic indictment. Former President Donald Trump is facing criminal charges. What's next in this unprecedented case?
Breaking news. The city of Durham's budget director dies in a tragic crash. The new information we learned after 11 last night about what happened.
And what a huge weekend for events in the Triangle. The Dreamville Festival will bring tens of thousands of people to Dix Park. And the Durham Bulls season opening homestand starts tonight at the DBAB. Lots going on here as we get our Friday started together. Looks like awesome time. I'm Jeff Hogan. Glad you're with us.
And I'm Renee Chu. Happy Friday to you. Yes, today's weather will be great for the Durham Bulls, but we are looking ahead to tomorrow where that severe weather risk has now expanded into the Triangle, Elizabeth.
Yeah, this is brand new this morning with the most recent update from the Storm Prediction Center. So this encompasses almost all of our viewing area at this point. We had already named tomorrow a WRAL Weather Alert Day, so you can be prepared. Looking at the potential for damaging winds and some rain, of course, with this. Here's a look at the Dreamville Festival forecast. We do have the potential for rain starting at around noon, or I should say around 10 a.m., and that continues on through the day. Winds are going to be gusty, 35 to 45 miles per hour, our high temperature around 80 degrees. Here's a look at Futurecast, and we'll kick things off here with just a few high thin clouds this morning, and we'll see an increasing chance for some showers. Yesterday it looked like we would stay dry into the evening, and now that does not look like the case. So expect some showers this morning and possibly even around lunchtime or so. At 3 o'clock it looks a little bit lighter, and then we may get a little bit of a break. There's 5 o'clock, but by 7 o'clock here comes another little wave of rain that moves through. So a few light showers on and off during the day today. And then we'll push it ahead to Saturday. There's 4 a.m. We have a few showers overnight. There's 8 a.m. And then here comes the line of showers and thunderstorms. Again, picking up late morning into lunchtime and then pulling out pretty early. That's good news for folks at Dreamville, at least in terms of the rain. However, it is likely to be rather windy. You can see as we take a look through Dix Park, you can see all the lights there. And it looks like the setup for Dreamville are working on getting everything ready. 51 is our temperature. Our wind is now coming out of the south, so it's much warmer this morning than it was yesterday. Looking at 40s in Roxborough, South Hill, and Rocky Mount, looking at low 50s right now in the Triangle area. So hour by hour, we'll be in the upper 40s this morning, but we climb into the mid-70s this afternoon. We'll have the chance of an isolated shower on and off today, so you want to know where your umbrella is.
I'm Michael Grace in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker in Zebulon, where police have cleared the scene of a shooting that happened on the 100 block of West Barbie Street. Now, this happened at around 8:30 last night. Neighbors in the area told WRAL they heard 6 to 7 gunshots and saw a group of people get into a car and flee the scene. Police say one person was injured and taken to the hospital. Wendell police also assisting in this investigation and say a car crashed into one of their patrol cars that was on scene. Luckily, no one inside at the time. Right now, I'm still working to learn more from police about who the shooter is. In Zebulon, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
We're tracking the next steps this morning for Donald Trump as he becomes the first former president to ever face criminal charges. The indictment against him won't be unsealed until next week, but sources tell CNN he faces more than 30 counts, some of them felonies related to business fraud. This is linked to his alleged role in paying hush money to adult film actress Stormy Daniels to cover up an affair. Here's what happens now. Trump will be arraigned in a New York courtroom Tuesday. Normal protocol calls for him to be fingerprinted, photographed, even handcuffed. Trump will likely be released after that until his next court date. The indictment prompted a strong response from Republicans who call the charges politically motivated. Protesters gathered in support of Trump outside his Florida estate overnight. Trump's former Vice President Mike Pence had this to say about the news.
I think this is an outrage, but I also think at a time when the American people are struggling so much that this will only further serve to divide our country.
Now, Trump posted to social media last night calling the charges evidence of corruption. He says he still plans to run for president in 2024. And we have a lot more coverage in this huge case against former President Trump. In the next 10 minutes, we'll have reaction from a UNC constitutional law professor who spoke at the impeachment trials for Trump and former President Bill Clinton.
Breaking news. We learned just before midnight that the city of Durham's budget director, John Allure, has died. A city councilman shared the news on social media. WRL's Naya Harden is live in Durham this morning. And Naya, this is just sad news for the city.
That's right. This tweet coming out around 11 o'clock last night from city council member Leonardo Williams, tweeting saying that the city has lost a superstar. The budget director, John Allure. Williams says that Allure died in a bike crash. We've reached out to law enforcement several times for more on where and how this happened. John Allure was promoted to budget director in 2021. According to the City of Durham website, he worked for the city for nearly 25 years. He was also an author and the first graduate of NC State's Justice Administration program. He spent years writing about and searching for the person who killed his sister in Canada back in the 1970s. A special on that story was set to air tonight in Canada. Allure's death comes at a time when the city is already dealing with strife. There is an SBI investigation looking into a city council member currently. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Durham.
This will be a huge weekend for Raleigh. Tens of thousands will be in Dix Park for the Dreamville Festival that gets started tomorrow. WRL's Laura Levine is live at Dix Park this morning. Laura.
Hey, Renee, good morning. The big festival weekend is almost here, and we can say that all of Dix Park is officially closed starting today, including the dog park behind me. You can see as they are continuing to get the setup, finishing those final touches here. It's safe to say this will be a rain or shine event. Organizers with Dreamville Festival are preparing for wet and windy weather this weekend that may cause safety concerns for fans and employees. The city of Raleigh and festival organizers say they are monitoring the weather conditions for Saturday. They tell us there are plans in place for inclement weather that would be activated as needed based on those conditions. Many people tell us they're still expecting big crowds.
I think with the lineup of artists, this definitely has a really big draw. And this is probably the busiest one we've seen in a good handful of years.
And festival organizers say they are still optimistic, but there are a few factors that would play in, let's say, an event cancellation here or even delays, including the severity of the winds, lightning, or standing water. So be sure to continue checking that forecast here on WRL. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
Here's what you need to know about parking for Dreamville. The shuttle for the festival is sold out. Parking is on NC State's Centennial campus, and the cost will be $60 a day.
One of the young victims of the Tennessee school shooting will be laid to rest today. Funeral services for 9-year-old Evelyn Dickhouse will happen today. The family is asking people who come to her funeral to wear pink and bright spring colors in Evelyn's honor. In a statement to CNN, they said they are overwhelmed by the outpouring of love and support they've received. The funeral for another shooting victim, 9-year-old Hallie Scruggs, is planned for tomorrow.
In Washington, Democratic lawmakers are pushing for gun safety legislation after the Tennessee shooting. They are also calling out Republicans for not taking steps in that direction. President Biden is calling on Congress to take action, including an assault weapons ban. Democrats in Congress say Republicans are not taking the problem seriously. Republicans, meanwhile, say President Biden is trying to undermine the Second Amendment.
Extreme MAGA Republicans should either join House Democrats in confronting the gun violence epidemic in America or get out of the way. It's that simple.
He's got no solutions to the problem. He's trying to politicize it, and he's trying to undermine the constitutional right of law-abiding citizens, and it's not going to happen.
Monday's school shooting in Tennessee was the deadliest in the U.S. since the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas last May.
Although the crowd's filling up the ballpark tonight at the DBAP, where you're looking live right now. Looks beautiful, doesn't it? The defending AAA national champs, Durham Bulls, have their season opener tonight, matchup against the Norfolk Tides. We checked this morning. There are just a few tickets left. If you want to go with your family, get ready for $60 ticket prices. You'll also have more food options at the DBAP this year. There will be 100% all-beef hot dogs, Bavarian pretzels, bone-in wings. There's also a Twister Fry of the Month you're going to want to try out. It has chorizo in it. We have full coverage starting tonight at 5 here on WRAL, and our own Pat Welter will be there at the game. You can watch the Bulls play this game tonight on WREL News Plus just after 6:30, channel 34 over the air, channel 1257 on Spectrum Cable.
Tense developments in Russia, where a Wall Street Journal journalist is in jail. How the White House is reacting to the arrest on espionage charges. Plus,
that's important to all of us, not just because we're Democrats or Republicans, but because we're Americans and we take the law seriously.
More on the historic indictment of former President Donald Trump, how legal analysts say this case will proceed, whether there are protests or not.
And meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us after the break with the severe weather threat we are facing tomorrow.
It is 4:43 and new this morning. The level one risk for severe thunderstorms for tomorrow has expanded to include the Triangle area. I'm going to go over the timeline for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow coming up. We also added in the chance of a shower today as that system gets a little closer to us. It looks like on and off, we can see a little light shower. Nothing that's going to be terribly impactful, but, you know, if you get wet, there's an impact, right? Here's a look at Chapel Hill, and you can see everything is quiet right now. Our temperatures are warmer than yesterday, but mainly in the 40s, 43 in Lewisburg, 41 Tarboro, 45 in Irwin, 44 in Goldsboro. Yesterday, we were flirting with freezing, and we're not seeing temperatures that cold. But definitely feels like, you know, jacket weather for the kids at school. As they're busting out, temperatures will be in the mid-70s.
Back to our coverage of the indictment of former President Trump. We spoke with a constitutional law professor at Chapel Hill, Michael Gerhardt. He testified for Trump's impeachment trial, as well as former President Bill Clinton's. Gerhardt says the pressure is on for the Manhattan DA's office, as the case will likely head to trial. WRA's Lena Tillett asked him what he'll be watching for moving forward.
I'll be watching how the case may proceed in spite of the protests that happened. Can we hold a former president of the United States accountable under the rule of law? That's important to all of us, not just because we're Democrats or Republicans, but because we're Americans and we take the law seriously.
Professor Gerhardt says prosecutors likely have a strong case. This morning on Today, a live interview with one of former President Trump's attorneys, Joseph Tacopina. He says his team will fight the grand jury's indictment. Today airs at 7 on WREL.
Raleigh police are working to make an arrest after a downtown bank robbery. Police say a man robbed the Mechanics and Farmers Bank on East Harget Street just after 3 yesterday afternoon. Investigators tell us the man passed a note to the teller demanding money and then ran. Police say the robber didn't use a weapon and no one was hurt.
The man charged in the Raleigh Christmas parade crash that killed 11-year-old Haley Brooks is out of jail. Paperwork shows 20-year-old Landon Glass left the jail just after noon yesterday. His family posted the $250,000 bond Monday evening. The magistrate tells WREL Glass could not leave immediately, though, because of an issue with the electronic monitoring system he's required to have by a judge. He will now be on house arrest. He's also not allowed to drive a vehicle unless it's properly inspected.
Tensions between the U.S. and Russia are heightened further today after the arrest of Wall Street Journal reporter on espionage charges. Now, Russian officials say he won't be given another court hearing until the end of May. Evan Gershkovich pleaded not guilty to these charges. Russia is accusing him of stealing state secrets. The White House is condemning his arrest.
This espionage charges are ridiculous. The targeting of American citizens by Russian government is unacceptable. We condemn the detention of Mr. Gershkovich in the strongest terms.
Wall Street Journal says it vehemently denies the allegations against Gershkovich. He is the first journalist accused of espionage by Russia since the Cold War.
A bill that would make more nurses eligible to work in public schools is now heading to the state Senate. The state House passed the bill that would remove a requirement that nurses need national certification. With nearly 3,000 public schools, North Carolina needs to double the number of nurses to meet its goal of one nurse in every school.
The Midwest and South are bracing for the possibility of severe weather today, just a week after a major tornado outbreak killed 26 people. Today, President Biden and the First Lady will visit the community of Rolling Fork, Mississippi, where 16 people died. A powerful tornado leveled homes a week ago tonight. President Biden is expected to meet with first responders and local officials there today as well. 4:48, we're coming up on right now, so we're talking about that severe weather risk moving into our area, and it has expanded in the overnight hours, Elizabeth.
And this is brand new this morning. The Storm Prediction Center expanded it from just a few of our southeastern counties to include most of the viewing area. There are a few counties just to the north, bordering Virginia, that are not included, but almost everybody under this level 2 risk for severe storms. So that puts us under a WRAL weather alert day for Saturday. Damaging winds is going to be our biggest threat, and this is likely to be a more of a midday type event. It looks like it's going to move through fairly quickly. So let's take a look at where it is right now. You can see this cold front. You can see some rain here across parts of the Midwest. And the Midwest is going to be the area that gets hit hardest by this, as they have level 3 and level 4 risk for severe storms today. For us, we're starting quiet this morning. We kick off Futurecast here at 4:45 and move it on out through the morning. Once we get closer to lunchtime, our skies will cloud up and there are going to be a few light showers. So this is an update from yesterday, where we've had to add in just an isolated shower or two. We see a little bit of that around lunchtime, and then again potentially right around dinner time. But the exact timing of those showers can be a little bit tricky, so just plan on there being an isolated shower here or there through the day today. This takes us out to midnight, and we're going to wake up on Saturday morning with a few isolated showers as well. And then the actual front that we're most concerned about begins to approach the area around 10 o'clock. And you can see it's not likely to be with us for a long time. It's not a very wide band of rain, but between 10 and noon, we'll have the showers and thunderstorms moving through. And by 2, it looks like the storms would likely be over. And by about 4 o'clock, everything is pulled out and our skies are clearing. But it will be windy. So even though the storms have moved through, we're going to have to deal with winds gusting 40 to 50 miles per hour, which could have a big impact on the tents and the stages over here at Dreamville. And that's what we're looking at. See those lights there in Dix Park? They're getting things ready as best they can. 51 is our current temperature. We'll probably drop into the mid 40s here for a bit and then climb on up into the mid 70s. It's going to be a very pleasant day today. It's 47 in Fayetteville, 42 in Goldsboro, 43 degrees in Rocky Mount right now. So it's warmer than it was yesterday. Our normal high is 68. So we're into the 70s today and 81 for tomorrow. We see temperatures turning cooler behind the front on Sunday, but then they jump right back up into the 70s and 80s as we get to next week. And next week, it looks like we still have a good chance of above normal temperatures. Now, people on spring break, Wake County schools on spring break, certainly. And of course, we're looking at temperatures. Look at that, 85 on Wednesday.
Thanks, Elizabeth. The number of people getting ADHD treatments rose quickly during the COVID-19 pandemic. What experts may say may be behind a big increase in people getting medication?
And in our next hour, Dreamville is bringing more than music to Raleigh. The bump, local businesses say they're already seeing ahead of the festival's opening day tomorrow.
.454 right now on your Friday morning. This is a live look at Carolina Beach from our WRL Live Cam network right there. It seems like it's festival weekend just about everywhere. That'll be a great shot once the sun comes up in a couple hours. More than 24 sharks are swimming up and down our North Carolina coast as we speak, and 6 of them are great whites. One shark in particular is very large. He was named by the nonprofit group OSearch while tracking these animals. And you can also be a shark tracker with the app. Scientists with OSearch say their mission is to keep you and the sharks safe.
The crew on this OSearch mission represents a nonprofit organization focused on returning our world's oceans to abundance.
And we're doing that by focusing on studying sharks, and particularly the white shark. Sharks are incredibly important balancers of the ecosystem.
Dr. Harley Newton says OSearch monitors shark activity around the world.
They use the coast of the Carolinas all the way around Florida and into the Gulf of Mexico, essentially from December until about mid-May.
Then they head north. From your smartphone or computer, not only can you locate a shark in real time, but also learn its name and weight. Meet Brayton, a 19-foot-long great white weighing nearly 1,500 pounds.
It can be a good reference point just to know what animals are around.
The crew catches, tags, and gathers sharks' blood samples. They check their health, diet, and hormone levels to learn if they are reproductively active. Newton says the data and public awareness are vital.
And we really hope that people are able to use the OSearch tracker so that they can learn more about how these animals move and really appreciate how important they are to everything that we do when we're in the ocean.
Gerald Owens with that information. So cool. The number of people getting prescriptions for ADHD rose sharply during the pandemic. A new study from the CDC found more prescriptions went up more than 10% across all age groups in 2021. Some experts think the greater use of telehealth could be a factor in the increase. They say it could lower barriers to treatment, but it could also lead to inappropriate prescribing. The study comes as the nation faces a shortage of Adderall.
Bed Bath & Beyond is taking steps to try to avoid filing for bankruptcy. It's planning to raise money by selling up to $300 million worth of stock. The company previously announced it will close more than half of its stores, including the one on Strickland Road in Raleigh. Bed Bath & Beyond says sales dropped by nearly 50% in the fourth quarter of 2022 from where they were the year before.
Some tennis legends are trading in their rackets for pickleball paddles. John McEnroe, Andre Agassi, Andy Roddick, and Michael Chang will play in a tournament Sunday in Florida. They'll be competing to split a $1 million prize. Promoters say the goal is to get big names from one racket sport to help promote the growth of another.
A longtime Durham employee has died. Coming up, we'll tell you what we know about his death.